Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody. We're going to look at the concept of aware, prepared, and fulfilled. It is taken from a passage in Mark, the first chapter. And in verse 38, we see that Jesus was aware of his calling, of his mission, his duty. Isn't that half the battle with us? Is just being aware of what we're to do. I remember being a young parent, didn't know where to start. Wore out the telephone, calling mom, such and such is happening, you know, what do we do? You know, we weren't really aware of what we had to do. We brought a kid into the world. Now what? And think of how many people go through life as just kind of a leaf in a pond, just going whichever way the wind or the current takes it. Not really having direction. Not having an awareness of purpose. Jesus was aware. And in verse 38 of Mark 1, we see that Jesus said, but he said to them, let us go into the next towns. Why? That I may preach there also. Because for this purpose I have come forth. That's not his only purpose. His purpose, as we know, was to be a sacrifice for our sin, to seek and to save the lost, etc., etc. But in this passage, Jesus shows he was aware of what he should be doing. That he needs to go into these next towns to preach there also, because this is the purpose that I have come forth to proclaim the word of God. What John the Baptist did, to proclaim that word of God. Behold the Lamb of God when he saw Jesus. And Jesus was aware of the mission that was at his feet. In verse 23 and 24, we see that the man with the unclean spirit was aware of who Jesus was. Not only Jesus, but we see the man with the unclean spirit said, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. A man with an unclean spirit was aware. Excuse me. In Luke 2, verse 49, we see a young Jesus telling his mother Mary, I must be about my father's business. When they had been separated and they found him after 3 days, I would have been frantic. Frantic. If I would have lost my young son and couldn't find him for 3 days, you can just picture Mary. And where have you, don't make me, where have you been? And he says, "You." And Jesus responded, I must be about my father's business. Jesus was aware and focused in on what he needed to do. In Luke 19:10, he makes the statement that he came to seek and to save the lost. Must be nice to be aware of why we're here. To have a purpose. to not just be that leaf blowing this way, blowing that way, whichever way the wind or the current takes us, to have a purpose. Jesus was aware of that. He knew that sense of purpose. He prepared himself. How many of us know the duty that is set before us, but we decline to prepare for that duty? In school, we know the assignment. We know the paper that we've got to write, the book report or whatever. We know when it's due, and we piddle-paddle and dilly-dally around, and all of a sudden the night before, well, you were aware, but you didn't prepare yourself. Or you've got something to do with business, and you didn't prepare. Jesus was not only aware, he prepared himself to fulfill that duty. We see in verse 35, how did he prepare himself? He prepared himself by praying. He got up early before the hustle bustle of the day took place, before what he had to do came about. He got off by himself, and it says, and he prayed. In Luke 1, or 11, verse 1, the disciples wanted, they must have seen the power of Jesus' prayers. This man goes to God an awful lot in prayer. Lord, teach us to pray. And we see the idea, we sometimes call it the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. He taught them how to pray. He taught them how to prepare themselves for the work that would be set in front of them. So not only was Jesus aware, but he made the efforts to prepare himself for what he had to do. He also fulfilled it. Some people are aware. Some people are addicted to the preparation. But when it comes time to it, to do it, I don't want to get in the game. They practice, they practice, they prepare. Do you want to go in? I'm good. Jesus fulfilled that purpose that he was sent here for. In the earlier verses, we see that he had healed Peter's mother-in-law. We see that in verse 32, he healed those who were sick and were possessed by demons. He was aware that he needed to do those things as the Son of God. He prepared himself by praying to God to give him the strength, to give me the strength to fulfill this ministry. In verse 34, it says, many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. In verse 38, as we had read earlier, the purpose that I may preach, that I may go forth and preach the Word of God. In verse 39, it says he was preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. No wonder he prayed to God prior to this to gain strength, guidance, humility. That it's for you, God, not because of me. It is for you. And in John 19, verse 30, as he is hanging on the cross, Jesus was aware of his mission. He had prepared his whole life to fulfill that mission, and he did. He carried it all the way out to the end. Not just until it got a little tough, not until it got a little uncomfortable. How many of us are aware of a goal that we have to fulfill? We prepare ourselves and we start fulfilling it. And then all of a sudden we start seeing, this is kind of tough. Maybe I wasn't fully aware of what all it was going to take, or I didn't prepare myself fully for how hard this is going to be. I start on the journey, but I don't want to finish it. Jesus finished it all the way to death. So when he says in Revelation 2:10, be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life, he's not asking us to do anything that he himself didn't do and had been willing to do. Willing to do. And so when he cries out, it is finished, one of the last things it is recorded that he said, it is finished, he is not only proclaiming his awareness, he is showing his preparation and the fact that he fulfilled it. And it brings us to the point that we are called, just like Jesus was. We are called to do something. Paul said in Romans 1:6 that we also are called. In verse 1, he talks about how he was called of God. And he says in verse 6, you also are called. We are called to a great mission of being a Christian and all that entails. And I'll just leave us with a few questions. Are we aware? Are we aware that we have a duty to fulfill? It's not just Jesus. It's not just for the apostles. We have a duty. Are we aware of that? Paul tells us that we are called. Are we preparing ourselves? Now, if you weren't aware, I just told you. Paul said we are called to serve him. Are we preparing ourselves to fulfill that mission? And then, will we do it? Are we preparing ourselves through study, through encouragement of the saints, through attendance, through loving our brothers? And will we see it through to the very end? Jesus said in Matthew 10:22, he that endures to the end will be saved. Will we fulfill our calling, or will we pull up short? Well, God, I started off running the bases. I got to first and it was easy. Rounded second. Started getting a little far. I was a little pooped by the time I got to third. The snack bar's closed. I'll just keep going to the snack bar, get me something cold to drink. Get a hot dog. Didn't quite make it home. Will we fulfill our calling? Lesson's yours. Jesus was aware. He prepared himself. He left us an example, and he saw it through to the end. He fulfilled it. We're going into a new week. God has blessed us with another day. Hopefully we will be aware of our calling. We will prepare ourselves a little bit better today than we were yesterday and be more prepared tomorrow, and we will fulfill it. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you haven't put your Lord on in baptism, if you're not in Christ, if you weren't in Bible class, man, we had a good discussion about being in Christ, and how you get in Christ is being baptized. If you're not in Christ, we encourage you to get into Christ through baptism. If you need prayers of the congregation, if you need repentance in your life, if there's sin in your life that is keeping you, that is separating you from God, Isaiah 59 verse 2, that our sins, our iniquities separate us from God so that he won't hear us. Whatever your need, as Don leads us in the invitation, if you let your needs be known as we stand and